We are learning Masechtas Baba Kama, Daf Peh Amud Beis, and we are starting from the bottom of Daf Peh Amud Aleph. It says, Tana, we learned in a Braisa, but Kula Mishtam Makim Nezek. All the payments, net, Atzar, Ripoy, Sheves, Boishes, all paid besides for the Nezek. Even if you pay Nezek, and maybe Nezek includes all those, you still pay everything besides for the Nezek. But not really, how do we know? Omar Rav Zvi, Mishmei Derava, Lomar Kora, Pasuk says, Petza, Tachas, Petza, Litein Tzar, Mokim Nezek. We're from this Pasuk that Litein Tzar, Mokim Nezek. And the Tosfos Rebbeinu Peretz says, and we learn everything out from Tzar. This Pasuk talking about Tzar. Once you say, pay Tzar, Mokim Nezek, you learn out all other things also, you pay, but Mokim Nezek. Break the Gemara, Haim Boyle, we need this Pasuk, the Rabbi, Shoyi Kimezi, Vayin Skirotzen. We had earlier on the Masechta that Adam is Mu'ud Lo'olam. How do we know? Even when he's a Shogeg is Chayiv, even when he's an Oinus is Chayiv, how do we know from this Pasuk? So how do you learn that from here also that Tzar Makom Nezek? The Gemara says no. Because him came Nechta Kroa Petza Bipetza. My Petza Tachas Petza. Shema Mino Atar, the extra word Tachas tells us both things. You learn now, first of all, that Yechayiv even Peshogeg. Number two, Yechayiv Tzar even by Makom Nezek. So that's the first man the Yama holds Droshes from Petza Tachas Petza. Rapapa and the Rabba on my different Joshua. On my crop, a rapa you rape, litin refu of a mokim rezek. The double lashon, rapa you rape, teaching us that you pay refu of a mokim rezek. Pray to Gemara, what do you mean? How's the extra? Homaboyle, look at the tiny little brides of the river small, the river small, the tiny river small, rapa, rapa, mekanch, and nitten rushes the river rabbits. Then from here you see that a rafe is allowed to do refu, and not to worry about them changing Hashem's ways. He's he lied to refu, and Cain. So how do you learn about droshes? Shmar says no. In Kain nichtev kra v'roife yirape. What's v'rapa yirape? Shmar says no. Litter refu makom nezek. That's what you learn up there. Refu makom nezek. Frank the Mar, I have another drasha. V'katim boyle lekadam aron lemistve kra v'ripu. We have a four. If you want the Amar, it says it twice in order to teach us that if the smakim come, you pay for that. You have to pay for the refu. So chayra. It's another drasha. Hey, I had three drashas. I'm going to limit crawl. Oh, you rapoy, rapoy. Oh, you rapoy, you rapoy. My rapoy, you rapoy. Shmami, no, litan refu of a makam nezek. So we have altogether three drashas. Number one is nitain, the doctor, nitain reshus, leroy for the rafas. Number two is that if all about smachim yichayim. And number three drasha is that you pay ripoy makam nezek. Because what are the drashas? First of all, it should have said ripoy, rapoy. So it says rapoy, rapoy. And then it could have said also, Rape. What's Rape Yir Rape? Teach us all three drushes. Nothing more, Machlal. The Mishkach is Lush, Shloim Makim Nezek. So it's Mashma, that if we need a drush for this, Mashma, there's a Rafua, Shloim Makim Nezek. How is it possible to have a Din Rafua without paying Nezek? It means the guy did not get devalued at all, and you're paying Rafua. How is that possible? Whereas, yeah, it's possible. It's possible. Shloim Makim Nezek, Mishkach, Shloim. Machlal is Shloim Makim Nezek. Shloim, and I'm going to go through every single case. How it's possible. Ripoy, Tsar, Sheves. It's masked all the things. Achai, Ashayach, and Baish is also Mar will go through. These four things, Mar is saying, Ashayach, without Nezek, it's possible. Because we're saying, Hayna with Nezek. If there's never having without Nezek, so what do you need, what do you need a possible for? It has to be Makar Nezek. It must be, it's possible to have it by itself without Nezek. How is that possible? Mechal Mishkach, Slo Shlem Makar Nezek. Shlem Makar Nezek, Tsar, Kiktoni, like it says in the Mishnah, Tsar, Kavay, Bishbud, if you burnt him with a shvud, that's like a spit, or a masmer with a nail, fill out upon him even on his fingernail. Makom shein oisach chaburu, no chaburu, he's not devalued, but he has pain. That's the case of tsar. Someone hurts him on his fingernail, there's no devaluation, and still there is a din to pay tsar. That would be a case of tsar shloib makom nezek. Ripui has pasav ripui. Davikav midi v'solik, he had something hurting him v'solik. But I see loisama harifa, and someone went ahead and gave him this poison, this very sharp and acidic poison. The akhwele bisre and made his skin white, and made him have tzaras. It was the maka was better, but it was hurting him. You know, he had a maka, it was hurting him. So he said, you know what? Put on this cream. He put on this cream, and what happened was he got tzaras. The tzarach loisub loisama lekutei gavna bisre. Then you have to give him a medicine, which is ripui, to make the skin go back to the way it was before. Basically, the Gemara is saying, how's the possible ripui without a devaluation? when you don't have a mak anymore, when you have some kind of rash. So the Gemara could have said you had a rash, and you made him get a rash. How do you make him get a rash? By putting on this sam and helping you out. He's for example, the guy had a scar. So he gave him this sam to make it better. But what happened was, it took the scar away, very geschmack, so he's not the value anymore, but now he has white skin, and which is no good. So there, you have to make wrap him for giving him the wrong medicine. You have to give him ripoy to fix up that skin. And here's a case where there's no devaluation, no nezek, but there is ripoy. What's the case of Sheves? Tahatke beinderuna ubatle. You took him and you locked him in a room and now he can't work. So you have to pay Sheves. The Rosh speaks out that this is only if you actually picked him up and put him into the room. But let's say he walked into the room by mistake and he locked the door. That's a grumba. You don't pay Sheves. I'm reading you the Rosh. I'll read you the Rosh. It's like this. Umistavra the Mayri Shech Nisoy Lecheder Vesogru Besoychoy. He brought him into the cheder and locked the door. Avim hoya kvar becheder, v'sogar alova pesach, groma benazikim hava. Then it's a groma benazikim. So it means you pick the guy up and you put him into the thing. And what's the case of Baisha? It's the rock libapi, spit in his face. That's the case of Baisha v'anezek. And it's also meduyik from here. Let's say someone insults someone. You don't pay Baishas. If a guy insults someone, there's no Baishas. Baishas has to be with a maisa. He's spitting in his face. If you have to do a mice with him, that's the chiyuv of Baisha. So we had it four cases, all four, shayach to have, even without Nezek. So what the Gemara about it? Say in the Mishnah, that by Sheves, Royin Oysa Ki'ilu Ushay Mekashum. You look at him like he's watching cucumbers. And let's pick outside the pshat, and then the Gemara will develop it as it goes along, but the pshat is like this, that when you pay for a guy's hand that he knocked off, so now, you paid for his hand. Let's say an Eved that he could do, you know, he uses his hand, whatever he does. He could build things with his hand. And he's worth, you know, $10 million. Now, we're out of hand, all they could do is watch cucumbers. So he's worth much less. He's worth only $1 million. So you just paid him $9 million. So now that he's in bed, you're not going to pay him like someone who builds things, because the mindset, he's not building anything right now. He's never going to build something again. He's done. So now, you just look at the way he is right now. I paid him the nezek. The way he is right now, what job am I taking away from while he's in bed? I'm taking away from a cucumber job. That's why I pay Shem Mekashuim. Tosef actually speaks out, let's say it was a Melamed Tanoikis. So then we don't say Shem Mekashuim, because if a guy loses a hand, he's still going to be Melamed Tanoikis. So then you'll pay him for Melamed Tanoikis, even though you paid him full value for his hand. But the job he could do when he gets better is Malam and Tanoika. So of course you'll pay him Malam and Tanoika. The Torah speaks out. Torah says, if you look at the second half of Torah, it says, Venura, the Mahim Malam and Tanoika is Loi Nema Kilu Hushem Kashuim. Because he can still do that. Or he says, if he breaks his foot and he's a Maisa Machat or Malaika Magarlius, he can still do that. We're talking about a guy who the only thing he can do is Shem Kashuim. Well, let's see the Gemara. We're going to develop it a little bit. Tana Banan. Sheves, Royin Oysa Kilu Hushem Kashuim. Vim Taimar, Meaning to say, Loksa Midas Adin, the Chimisbach, which Tosfos learns, and maybe Rashi as well, means, but the Chimisbach, I, when he was healthy, before this happened, Hai Gavra, Lav Agra, Hashem Mekashuim, Shokol, he didn't take the wages of Hashem Mekashuim, of someone watches cucumbers, whose Shomer means he safeguards cucumbers. I say watches, a little funny lesson, to correct the grammar probably is safeguarding. Ella, even though before he hurt himself, he was not a guard of Keshuim, El Dolly Davlo Vesokal Agra. He used to be a water carrier, got more money. Inami, also with Slichas, or when he had his feet, he ran for Slichas, Vesokal, Vesokal Agra. Someone says, no, Midas Din Loksa. You know why? It's Karnosim Loit Vayod Vayraglai. He already got his payment for his hand and his foot, and now he's not Royu anymore to do those jobs. So therefore, by paying him like a Shem Vekeshuim, it's not Loksa Midas Adin. Not loksim as din, and we learned this Gemara like Toysed Rimas to Chimaspech. Look at Rashi Chimaspech Garva. Even though beginning when he was healthy, he did those jobs, but right now he's not, and therefore you pay like a shomer kashuim. Amar Rava, kato as yadoi. If you cut off his hand, noyis loyim yadoi. V'sheves roin as kilu shomer kashuim. Cut off his hand, the sheves he pay kilu. He's a guard of cucumbers. Let's say shiva is ragloi. He broke his foot. No, he's laid me rag. He paid for his foot. V'sheves, and he can't be a safe. He can't guard the kashum because he can't walk around. V'sheves, Reyes Gilu Shemer as a Pesach. He could just be a doorman. That's all. But he can't be anything more than a doorman. Because kashum, you have to walk around the property to check everything out. Sima is Einai. You make him blind. He pays for his eye. V'sheves, Reyes Gilu Shemer as a Pesach. You look at him as Kilu, he grinds with a grinder. Chirshu, if you made him deaf, noisle me kulay. Now you pay everything for Nezek, and you pay nothing for Shevis. Now why? Because even when he gets better, he is useless. A deaf person is useless. That's what it says. There's nothing he can do. He's deaf and dumb. There's nothing he can do. And therefore, you don't even pay any Shevis because he's useless. That's what Rashi learns. And that's how, that ain't royal aklum Rashi said. Bayu Rava, what happens like this? Kata es yadayr, he chopped off his hand. V'lo yamdu, but he didn't even have a chance to go to Bezni yet. Then Shivas Ragli, he broke his foot. V'lo yamdu, Simas Einai. V'lo yamdu, I'm sorry if Kirshut. Then he made him deaf. Somehow. Miyam Rinon, Kim lo yamdu, since he never evaluated him in between, v'chat umdeno sagle, one umdeno is enough, right now. And right now, v'yolo de kule, v'had yadadi, give him right now the payment for everything, because he's deaf. I don't know. You evaluate each one by itself. You give him what's an afkamina. Nafkamina, the boil mesle tsar u boishes the chod v'chod. You have to give him tsar boishes for every single damage. Nehi the nezek v'ripui v'sheves. The chod v'chod lo yavin lei. The kivin the koyavle to make kulei command the katadami while yavle to make kulei. Even though the nezek ripui and sheves, that you're not going to give him for every one because right now already, you're paying the full value of himself because he's a cherish now. And therefore, there's no sheves, there's no repo, he's not getting healed. And the nezek you're paying already. So you don't pay that for the old ones. But tzara boishes, but there's a new tzara boishes for each damage, for each bang, each hit. So mia, tzara boishes, mia, the chol 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 yob. The other tzara boishes. So what's the shayla gemara here? Shayla gemara is, do you value him all at once, or do you go through every single damage, every single thing he was hurt, and take what's not for me? No, not for me, it's tzara and boishes. Now, Tosfos argues and Rashi and holds that ripui also on every one you should pay. Because the in-between, l'chaira, in-between there was a ripui, all those things, like the hand, you still have to wrap in the hand. You're right, he's a cherish, but you still have to heal him, he'll die if you don't take care of the hand. So Tosfos is not Gerus Ripui together with the other ones. It's Gerus Ripui together with Tsar and Boishes. That's what he says as part of the Shaila. And he says even more. So Tosfos says that Pshita the Meshalim Tsar Boishes Ripui. Why shouldn't you pay for that? Why shouldn't you pay for that? So Tosfos says, what's the Mara Shaila? He tweaks it. The Shaila Mara is, how do you evaluate it? Avadi you pay for all of it, but like, do you do it at once? Or let's read the Tosfos inside to see how he says it. It's Tosfos of Maskel Nehi. Three lines from the wide lines. Nearly read the pshita the mashalim tsar uboishes v'ripu the cholchado v'chado. Everyone, what's the shaylon? Boylei, can you keep the yodu yom rishon? V'lo yom du. V'yom sheni shibei ragley. On Monday he broke his foot. Lo yom du. V'yom shishi chirshon. And on Tuesday he made him deaf. Me and me the chosh kilu also akol pamachas v'im did akol biyachet. Then he shats for everything at once, including the broken foot and everything. Every day is a separate evaluation. If you do everything separately, it comes out more money than if you do everything right now. If you do everything right now, you figure out it's tzar and this and that, it does come less. It comes out less money. And that's the Gemara Shaila. And the Gemara goes, Vim Tim Shalaima, on the fifth line of the wildlands of the Gemara, Vim Tim Shalaima, Kimin Loyam Du, since you didn't evaluate him at the time, you do everything at one time, what happens? Amdu Mao. Let's say you taka evaluate him, you just didn't pay money yet. Avada is, if you didn't do anything, you have to do it all once. You're right. But here, let's say on Sunday you evaluate him, Monday you evaluate him, and on Tuesday he came a cherish, and that's when you're going to pay. So what do you say? You have to give everyone by itself. You give everything at one time. Teku. We're blabbing with a shayla exactly how to pay this evaluation of someone who lands up being a cherish, and lands up being so damaged that he's worth nothing. How do you look at it? Do you look at it as every day a separate thing? Or at the end of the day, take the guy in front of you, he's deaf, and he had the tzar and the boishes and everything. Do you just look at this right here, and you pay for the whole payment right here? Or do you pay for every single damage by itself? Or not, going into the claim that you don't pay for every damage, you don't figure every damage on Tuesday, but here you already started it. Maybe you figured it. No, we're not sure. And the mark comes out with a takeover.